You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Many college students spend their summer months working or taking classes or doing both. Well, one College of Idaho student is taking on an ambitious project over the summer. Aniela Kibitso is heading back to her country of Burundi, where she has got some big plans for a service project that will have lasting impact for the Central African nation. Kibitso was chosen to participate in the Davis Project for Peace. This is a national program that funds more than 100 peace projects a year. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Aniela Kibitso and College of Idaho Professor of Political Economy, Dr. Robert Daly. Welcome to the program.
Nice to be here.
So, Dr. Daly, I want to start with you. Tell me what exactly the Davis Peace Project is for people that may not be familiar with it.
Sure. The Davis Project for Peace program is a national program that is sponsored by a huge educational philanthropist, Shelby Davis, out of Vermont. And what they do is they fund 100 projects for peace each summer for $10,000 each. And it's a competitive process, only available to certain institutions of higher education. And so at the College of Idaho, each year, we entertain a competition and students submit a proposal for a peace project. And what that is they can have an idea for a development project in any country in the world, really. And they set the proposal up, they justify the idea behind it, how it's going to help promote peace, promote development. And then we rank the proposals and we send the top ranked proposals to the Davis Foundation. And then they make the final determination about funding. And this year, NELS project was the 11th straight year we've had a funded project. And she'll be doing a really amazing development project in Burundi.
And I wanted to ask, as you said, 11th straight year, a College of Idaho student has been chosen to be one of the recipients of this. So are there certain parameters when we talk about it has to, you know, deal with peace? What does that mean exactly within the framework of trying to get a project funded?
The Davis program, they really define peace broadly. And they mean it in the most narrow sense of just, you know, reducing conflict, but also peace through development and helping people meet basic needs. Often they promote or they really support some of the project in some of the poorest areas of the world and trying to help people out. But really the real purpose of the project from the Davis Foundation's perspective is to inspire a generation of young students to realize that they can be empowered to implement their own ideas. So Aniela's idea is her own. If the Davis Foundation really wanted to kind of have a broader impact to what they're doing, they might just focus their millions of dollars in one particular non-government organization. But we've seen it happen, and this really does inspire young people and empowers them. They realize what they can really do with their own ideas.
And Aniela, I want to bring you into the conversation because, as Dr. Daly said, your project was chosen and you will be going back to Burundi this summer. And talk to me about what you will be doing. What was your project?
Okay. So my project is basically building a study center, a solar powered study center for a minority group in Burundi, the Atwa. And they basically are secluded from everything else in Burundi. So I wanted to reach out to this community and build this study center that would allow them to study after school. And that would then alleviate the number of dropouts from poorer people, the poorest of people in my home country.
Because do you see that quite often in your country? People, you know, kids dropping out of school because of a lack of a place like this?
Yeah. I mean, only 1% of Burundi has access to electricity. And from 40% of the people at home have access to basic education. Mm-hmm. And even that 40% gets reduced significantly because of dropouts. So such a study center that would have electricity and that would be...
It'll make a huge difference.
Exactly, yeah.
So when you found out about the Project for Peace, had you had an idea like this in the back of your mind for a while? Or what happened to give you this idea?
Well, coming to the College of Idaho with a scholarship, I always knew that somehow I wanted to give back to the community like in that way. And I know that Burundi has a huge potential. And as myself, as living testimony, I know that with education got me to where I am today. Mm-hmm. And I thought that if more people, more Burundians could have access to better education, they would get far as well.
I'm speaking with College of Idaho student Aniela Kamitsu and College of Idaho professor of political economy, Dr. Robert Daly. We're talking about the Davis Peace Project. And Dr. Daly, you are on the committee who chooses which applications basically will go forward to try and be funded with this $10,000. What was it about Aniela's project that stood out to you that made you think, you know what, we need to move this one forward?
Well, I tell you, it's hard. We get, you know, 10 or 12 proposals each year from students that have amazing ideas. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, there were, you know, 8, 9 other proposals this year that had we had the funds, we would have confidence that those projects would work. So it's really difficult to kind of sort out, you know, who's really is the best project. Sometimes it's in the way they communicate it and then the confidence that we can have that this is something that's really that could be implemented. Aniela's idea was really humane and was targeting this minority group in a very, Burundi is one of the poorest countries in the world, mm-hmm. and that she was able to, conceive of this idea and convince us with the proposal that this was something doable with only $10,000. That's kind of how her proposal rose to the top.
So you will be going back to Burundi this summer, and will the center be built this summer?
Yes, it will. From June 17th to July 14th, it should all be done and running.
So how does that work? I mean, and maybe Dr. Daly, you can chime in on this too. You get the money, and then do you have to, I mean, something like this? I mean, do you set up contractors? I mean, how does this whole process work to make sure that this is built within a pretty tight time frame?
Yeah, we see this every summer with our students. They've done amazing things in all sorts of countries all over the world. And what they can pull off in a matter of weeks is spectacular. The mm-hmm. thing that's so cool about this is they get complete control over the budget and the money. We tell the student, look, you don't give this to anybody. You don't pass this off to any other organization. You take control of this and you manage the project. And what they do is they become little contractors and they hire out other people. They get volunteers involved. Their community gets involved. We get the pictures that come back, the stories, the mm-hmm. video documentaries that come back year after year, summer after summer. And it's just amazing to see how our students can mobilize people. Aniela is a freshman at the
right.
College of Idaho. She inspired confidence in us as a freshman. And she's going to do it. We have no doubt.
Well, I have to tell you, as a freshman in college, this was not something that I was even on my radar. I mean, and I think that says so much about you as a person and an individual. But is some of that just, I mean, coming from the country that you come from and seeing the need and the necessity and that idea of you need to give back?
Mm-hmm.
And that plays into that. Talk to me also about the idea that you're not just going to be building this center. You're going to be doing some training and mentorship programs. You're going to be putting that in place.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the Twa community are like, they're really a minority. And coming from the other two big ethnic groups in Burundi, I was raised to not cohabitate with this minority group. So building the study center is one part of the project. So I intend on organizing these workshops, like teach the girls in that community how to sew their own pads, reusable pads, to cut down on costs because they don't have that kind of money.
That's also another big reason why girls in particular in your country mm-hmm. drop out of school is because they do not have period they do not have things to take care of their period.
Exactly, yeah.
So this is a whole other level of what you're doing.
Yeah, and it also includes, I will be teaching them some basic IT skills, like the project includes funds for a few computers so mm-hmm. that they gain access to in knowledge a bit of it and position them better in the job mm-hmm. market if they choose to carry on with the studies and graduate.
And Dr. Daly, what other projects have come out of the College of Idaho? Because, as you said, this is the 11th straight year that you have had a student from the College of Idaho be awarded a Davis Peace Project.
Right. We've had some amazing projects in Palestine, India, Zimbabwe, Afghanistan, Haiti, Brazil. We had a really interesting one a few years ago. Two students did a project called Peace Me the Ball. Instead of pass me the ball,
right.
Peace me the ball. And they did an after-school program for at-risk youth. And they hooked them with football, soccer in Brazil. And they invited, had a competition with teams and stuff. And then they would invite speakers and youth advisors and mentors to come in and kind of teach the kids life skills. We had a student a few years ago. He still lives here in the Valley. He's from Afghanistan. Mohammad Atik, and he did a program in Afghanistan where he was capping wells that the Taliban was the Taliban would poison wells of schools. Okay, so he had this proposal that he would go in and has a method to cap the wells so they couldn't be poisoned.
Wow!
So he spent a summer doing that, had pretty harrowing experiences doing that, but was successful in doing it, and now he's employing those same engineering ideas in a job here in the Treasure Valley.
And do you keep tabs on these projects? Do they continue to move forward?
Some of the projects do, but with only $10,000, some of them kind of end after the project comes to a conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them do continue. So, like I say, if the Davis Foundation really wanted to have a singular impact on one area, there's a better way to be more efficient about this and more sustainable. But what's really being sustained here is the inspiration that the students have, because once they come back, they feel empowered. And I just get story after story from the students that have been part of this program, and they do great things. In fact, last week you had one of our Davis Project for Peace alumni on here, Katie Justice, who's at Valley Regional Transit.
Yes.
She did a project in Tanzania when she was a student at the College of Idaho.
See, who knew? They're everywhere and we didn't even know. Now, I want to thank both of you for coming in and really explaining what this project is, but also these great students coming out of the College of Idaho. My guests today, College of Idaho student and Aniela Kubitsu and College of Idaho professor of political economy, Dr. Robert Daly. We have been talking about the Davis Peace Project and the project that Aniela will be doing back in her home country of Burundi this summer. Thank you both so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.